First of all, if you would tell us about the Beljansky Foundation, what are you trying to accomplish?
So the mission of the Beljansky Foundation is to study natural, non-toxic answers to cancer and other chronic diseases and to share the knowledge. And what makes the Beljansky Foundation mission so unique is that we are working with natural compounds and that we share the results. It's really exciting to be able to share the results of this unique, unique research.
So you fund the research, but you're not looking to make a profit off of it. And I would think that that probably frees you to look even more in terms of plants and nature, because some of those answers might not be answers that would provide a lot of profit, and other companies might not want to go after that research. Is that correct?
Well, most companies now, they are looking for patentable compounds. So they have to be new in order to be patentable, meaning they end up with synthetic molecules, which do often come with side effects.
So it sounds like you're saying typical pharmaceutical researchers are looking for patentable compounds or compounds they can patent. In other words, new chemical compounds that sometimes have side effects, whereas you were looking for plants, botanicals, that they can't patent because they already exist, but you believe and are finding that there are good answers without side effects in the plant world.
Indeed, with the compound that we have been studying so far with the Beljansky Foundation, is that there is very low toxicity and side effects.
So low toxicity and fewer side effects, meaning you get the job done, you get the healing process done, but you don't have as many negative things that people go through, particularly with cancers. And since we're talking about that, can you give us some specific kinds of research that are being conducted, please?
The same compounds have been researched on different organs like prostate, ovarian, pancreatic cancer, and again you see the same exciting positive results. Those compounds seem to be able to target specifically cancer cells and work very well with different kinds of chemotherapy, and they leave alone healthy cells.
That's interesting because, as we all know, with the chemotherapy and the radiation, it kills almost all cells, not just the cancer cells. But you're saying the botanicals or the plant-based answers, these things attack just the cancer cells.
Absolutely. The botanicals that the Beljansky Foundation has been able to work with for the past 15 years, absolutely.
So you're talking about positive results in cancer research that have much fewer side effects because they come from plants. So we're curious, what plants are you doing research on? Where have you found success?
Well, the plants that we are studying at the Beljansky Foundation actually come from my late father's research. Dr. Mirko Beljansky was a PhD associated with the Pasteur Institute in Paris, France, and he looked for natural answers. He used a tree coming from South America. It's called the Pau Pereira. We use the bark of the tree. We are also using another extract from an African plant.
So you've got the extract from one tree, the bark of another, that are showing promise. What kinds of cancers are these having success with, or at least having positive results?
Well, my father's latest, his last publication showed that at least one of those two extracts was working on 16 different kinds of cancer cells.
So your late father left research that was reviewed by his peers, peer-reviewed, as you say, of a compound that was working on at least 16 different cancer cells. What are you doing with that research now? How are you carrying it forward?
So what we have done since his passing is working with universities here in the States, like Columbia University on prostate cancer, and Kansas University on ovarian and pancreatic cancer, and get an even better understanding on how the compounds actually work.
You and the Beljansky Foundation are working with major universities here to continue this research and see if it helps other cancers?
Exactly. We do believe that the natural answer could really make a difference for thousands of people. There are more and more cancer around the world, and the cost as a society is absolutely tremendous. So we think that the people should be entitled to have access to this knowledge. It is not very easy for people now to have access to the knowledge because the legislation actually doesn't help. The government, and rightly so, feels that, you know, they have to protect people from so-called snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
But censorship cannot be a blanket answer.
And I think we all agree, as you said, that the government should censor or weed out or prevent companies from making false medical claims that fool the public into thinking something works when it doesn't. But are you saying those same regulations are preventing your foundation and some of your researchers to simply publish the results of their research and explain how this can fight cancer in a natural way?
Absolutely. We believe that quality research should be made available to everybody so people can make informed decisions about their diet and about the treatments that they want to have.
I understand you have a story about Columbus when he was headed overseas with all of his sailors and he wanted to keep them from getting scurvy, so he recommended eating certain things, and yet under today's government regulations, he could not have made these same announcements to them. What's that story?
We all know that he gave oranges to his sailors when they were crossing the ocean to come to America because he wanted them to avoid scurvy.
Yes.
Had he said to his sailors, eat those oranges because they are going to prevent you to get scurvy, it would have violated the current FDA regulations. There is actually an act which is in the Congress.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Free Speech About Science Act. It's a bipartisan initiative. So I really urge anybody who is interested in having more access to a wealth of research to contact his or her congressional representative and urge him or her to support H.R. 1364, the Free Speech About Science Act.
H.R. 1364, free speech. What was the story about the way your father helped former French President François Mitterrand?
So François Mitterrand was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer already at the beginning of his first term in 1981, but he kept that secret and was able to keep that secret until the middle of his second term. But in the early 90s, he was really dying with cancer. So the official surgeon opened and said, you know, he's not going to finish his second term. You should prepare for early elections. But Mitterrand had a mistress, and the mistress knew about a doctor who had very good results on prostate cancer because he was using my father's compounds. So that doctor was brought to the French White House, and Mitterrand started to take the products. And against all odds, he was able to finish his second term. Of course, my father was not, you know, a politician, and a SWAT team came to completely destroy my father's laboratory to arrest him, and it really basically killed my father. And that's why I decided to continue here from New York to carry on with his legacy, not to let the barbarians destroy something that can make, I believe, a difference in people's lives around the world.
So your father paid the price because he was doing research outside of the accepted medical establishment's view of what should and shouldn't be done?
Exactly.
And that is governing our laws today, and that's why you're saying that we can't get information about the research because the laws are written so that it's hard to do research outside of what's approved and accepted and then tell people about it, even if it works. That sounds odd, but that's what you're saying, isn't it?
But when you have good research that you would like to share,
exactly,
then that it becomes a problem.
Yes, interesting. And thank you.
Thank you so much.